And I just wanted to give experience. I know after fasting 20 days, Brother Ray, would you mind giving that experience of how your people prayed and experienced that night and what God's done through the years for the glory of God? Would you do that? Our folks need to hear it. Our young people need to hear it to show that God still got the power that He has.
Well, if anybody needs to go, they can go. We're holding the service pretty long. For 14 years, I worked in the rural area, the Home Mission Board of Southern Baptist Convention, building churches. God made it possible for us to establish 39 churches and build buildings, brick veneers, all of them, Sunday school rooms, training rooms, and dedicate them free of debt. And then, after spending those 14 years working with rural people, rural areas, rural churches, I talked with Dr. J.B. Lawrence, Dr. Solomon Dias, some other great men of God, about how we needed a place where people could go and get refreshed spiritually. And God began to lay on my heart. I wanted Him to do it through somebody else. And God began to put it on my heart that we had to start it there at Myrtle, Mississippi. I didn't want to start it. I was somewhere I wanted to be. But God dealt with me and I fought it and resisted until it took food away from me. And I went 21 days without anything except water in my body. Not knowing at the time but what I'd have to go 40 days. And the 21st day, God said, if you'll listen to me, the fast can end, but you'll have to do this or go on the 40 days. God showed me that He wanted us to start a place with a threefold purpose. Number one, to get a better knowledge of the Word of God. Number two, to get a better understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of believers. Keep it getting away from all this heresy stuff. Then to pray for revival coming to Baptist churches across this country. Enough to save America from destruction. And I pause to say this. I believe if it had not been for it, we'd have done been gone. I'm just that foolish to believe it. End of the 21 days, we come together in the church and have the first service and the first prayer meeting church-wide. We went in there at 10 o'clock in the morning, the power of God fell. And it come an 8-inch snow outside. Nobody knew it before 4 o'clock that evening. We were so caught up in the Spirit. That was the beginning of the camp. Before we began the camp, God had taught me some things spiritually. For example, I was in a place in Tennessee where hundreds of people coming every night, not a move. And God put it on me to call people together and pray around the clock 6 days and 6 nights, 1 hour each. A lot of them couldn't read and write, but they could pray. We started at 9 o'clock, somebody prayed from 10, 10 to 11, 11, 12, right around the clock. We prayed 6 days and 6 nights, 48 people. Each one praying 1 hour each, some at 9:30, 10:30, 10:30, 11:30, so it lapped. There wouldn't be a minute when somebody prayed. Then on the seventh night, we come together and all 48 prayed 7 hours straight. The power of God fell that morning, and we got over in the seventh hour. Not a thing happened. People figured something had happened. They chartered buses out of Jackson and Memphis and came back. And 5 o'clock in the morning when we prayed in that seventh hour, the power of God fell. people who hadn't been in church in 15, 20 years got up out of the beds and came to that place where I was praying and got saved. Some of them in their pajamas and gowns, didn't take time to dress. Revival broke out. It ran 56 hours straight. And the stores closed, filling stations closed, restaurants closed. Jim and Old Railroad had a train, freight train, through freight going through there, and the power of God stopped it, and the men got off and got saved. The factories closed down and got into the services. And the whole thing reached out. Then up the road was a beer garden and a big dance hall and cabins for immoral purposes. It got so forceful it broke that place up. A man come down there and tried to kill me. God wouldn't let him. His gun wouldn't fall. God saved him. When he got him saved, he said, I want you to move this crowd up to my place. And we moved up in this dance hall. And 94 more got saved. Tore the dance hall down, built a Baptist church, and took the mixed bathing pond, made a Baptist out of it.
Amen.
And he died the other day, a deacon in that church. The man that owned the place. But God showed us it could be done. In Mayfield, Kentucky, we had a prayer meeting like that. The whole town got shook up. And I'd come back and tell my people, Myrtle, about those experiences. One of my great deacons, godly man, always sympathetic, never critical, the wrong way, got up and said, folks, said, I'm not doubting one word our preacher's told. But why don't it happen here if it happened there? If it could happen these other places, why can't it happen here? I said, if we pay the price, it will. He said, then we'll pay it. We got 24 people to take an hour each, and then 24 more to lap it. We prayed 6 days and nights, and not a thing happened. We prayed the seventh day. We prayed 7 hours. 6 hours of it passed, nothing happened. But when we prayed into that seventh hour, nothing was happening. And I thought, oh, it's going to hurt the cause of God if you don't do something, Lord. I went off out in the weed patch by myself. It is dark night. And I got in such burden, I agonized like I've never agonized before, that God had let that people know something. Two deacons come by, and one of them said, we ought to stop him from praying. He'll have a hemorrhage the way he's agonizing. Hemorrhage of the brain. The other deacon said, I wouldn't stop him on any circumstance, but said, brother, tell you one thing, God don't answer him. It's going to do something to my faith. And God burdened me to pray that he'd send a light from heaven to where I could read my Bible up there in the weed patch. And he did. I opened my Bible and read it. Then I asked God, by that time the people had come out and seen it. I asked God if he would to send a ball of fire from the sky towards that place if it is God. A ball of fire about the size of those lights came from the east and descended. I said, one from the west, one came. Lord, please, one from the south, one from the north. They came and descended on the place. People cried, they fell on their knees, they shouted, they glorified God. 87 people witnessed it, and we've got their names and signatures sworn to what they saw. I didn't think a lot about it at the time. A few years after that, I was in the First Baptist Church of McAllister, Oklahoma. The first night I got there to preach, start the meeting, God said, you preach on tithing. And I said, in this First Baptist Church, I have a message on tithing the first night. God said, yes, you do. I said, no, I can't. He said, you won't preach, you know. And I got up and preached on tithing. When I started, a good old godly saint got up and shouted till the deacons carried her out. When we got through that night and started out the door, she slipped beside of me and said, "I'm sorry I disturbed you." But, preacher, I couldn't help myself. Said, "I saw something tonight I couldn't contain myself." And said, "The last night of this meeting before you leave, see me, I'll tell you what it's all about." I said, "All right." I wondered all the week. Service closed. She's waiting at the door when I left out. I said, "All right, I'm ready to hear." She said, "Preacher, God woke me up one night and showed me a man out in a weed patch, young man, praying till a light had come where he could read his Bible. And said, I saw it happen. Saw two men stand there and they went to shout. Then he asked God to send fire from the east and the west and the north and the south, and I saw it come and descend upon him. And God told me there'd be a place started there where people had come from the north and the south and the east and west and descend on that place and get spiritual blessings. And said, I couldn't find out. I studied, I called, I worried. Finally, God told me one day, said, that young man will come to your church. And the way you know who he is, he'll preach on tithing the first night. And said, when you preached on tithing, I couldn't contain it. And said, is that place in operation? I said, it is. And they're coming there from all over the world now. God's blessing them with the word. With a right understanding of the work of the Holy Spirit. And we're praying for revival to come to America. A group of people went to every state in the Union, every state capital in the Union, United States. Lifted the American flag, the state flag, and the Christian flag. Read some scripture. And prayed for God to save America. Simultaneously, we had those people there, all of them, and we prayed at the same minute. On every state captain had a group of folks in Washington. And following that, we chartered American Airlines, carried part of our church to Washington, and then people met us from every state in the Union, every state in the United States. And we lifted the American flag and the Christian flag and the state flags around it. Had a prayer meeting on the Capitol grounds that God would save America. My friends, God has took care of it so far. And if we can get enough folks, if we can get enough remnant saved, God will take care of it still. Amen. He said in the book of Isaiah, he destroyed it had it not been for the remnant. And what we are fighting for tonight is a remnant. I'm not afraid of Russia tonight. You see, Russia shut God out and closed up God's churches. She's out. This global disturbance will not stop until Russia's gone. I'm not afraid about others. I'm just afraid about America. If we can have a revival, we'll have to be afraid. That's what I'm after. That's what I'm after. Revival. Where God will save us. He wants to do it. He's willing to do it. And He will do it. If we'll let Him. We have a missile in operation right now that will hunt down any enemy and destroy them before they can get us. God has given us security. But the thing I'm concerned about, let's don't blow it down the drain. Let's honor God. Let's respect God. Hundreds of people have come down there to Myrtle and got saved. Over 1,500 young men have surrendered to preach the gospel on those grounds. Many church pastors have been revived because they came. Didn't anything I've done, it's what God's done. 44 years I've seen him do it. He's still the same God. He can do it again.